Grace, mercy, and peace to from our Lord Jesus Christ and Creator to you this morning. This morning we remember a baptism, the baptism of Jesus. And it wouldn't be wrong if we also remember our own baptism or the baptism of our congregation. But what is it about baptism that makes it worthy of remembrance? I've always loved baptisms. Becoming a pastor, I especially love baptisms. They are a heavenly celebration. But here on earth, there's planning to take place before a baptism happens. I mean, forms are filled out, candles need to be ordered or at least get prepared, a date needs to be requested, people need to be invited, of course, the pastor, who then has a conversation with the parents and the sponsors about the role and their role in the baptism, and it helps them better understand what it means to raise their children in the faith. Now, this pastor usually gets so excited at the time of baptism, I bumble when reading the printed word in front of me. Now, we also invite the congregation, who never grows weary of welcoming and embracing new members. Of course, the parents will be there, who are still getting to know their child and usually nervous about whether they will sleep through the baptism or the child will be screaming their lungs out. The sponsors are invited, who are honored to be asked, but still have caution, still have questions of what it means to be here, yet they take their responsibility seriously. The grandparents, who will beam proudly from the second pew usually and take way too many pictures. And then the siblings of the one being baptized, who are not quite sure what is happening but are insistent in their curiosity. And of course, the child itself. Whether asleep or awake, screaming or chilling, the child is the star of the show and the center of attention. There are also important words to be said. Do you promise? I do. Do you believe? I believe. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And we welcome you into the Lord's family. And there are meaningful actions that take place. The sign of the cross, the splash of water, the lighting of a candle, the introduction of the baby to the congregation. This is a heavenly celebration. Not that what happens is peaceful. I mean, we can describe it as heavenly. No, literally, our faith tells us this is a heavenly, celestial celebration, as heaven rejoices every time someone is welcomed into the Lord's family. Not even the most loudly wailing child or bumbling pastor can blemish such an occasion. Though it looks like these invitations and instructions, the speaking words and actions are the only things going on, there's so much more happening. In the Small Catechism, Martin Luther says this about the gift of baptism. It brings about forgiveness of sins, redeems from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe it, as the words and promise of God are declared. And Martin continues by asking, how can water do this? And answers, clearly the water does not do it, but the word of God, which is with and alongside the water, and faith, which trusts this word of God in the water. For without the word of God in the water, it is plain water and not a baptism. But the word of God is, it is, but with the word of God, it is a baptism. That is, a grace-filled water of life, and a bath of the new birth in the Holy Spirit. Therefore, it is important to remember the promise we receive in our baptism. Through the Word of God and God's gift of faith, we receive the grace-filled water of life that welcomes us into God's family. This is something that can never be taken away, for nothing can separate us from God. And if this is true for our baptism, it's true for all the baptized. No matter what church, no matter what denomination, It is God's word with and alongside the water of baptism that claims us. So, we also remember the baptism of all God's children and what that grace-filled water of life does as it unites us in the family of God. In our gospel today, we heard, now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." This is worth remembering. All the people were baptized. The community around Jesus and John was baptized. Just as our children's sermon, the Barbies, Darth Vader, even the Joker, were all baptized. We need to hear this today. We need to remember this as we live into the world today. In the present, in these times, it's challenging to see others as beloved children of God. Sometimes it's just downright impossible. But God's love is unstoppable. We might not believe it. We might need to see it, just as the disciples had to see it for themselves. The scripture we heard from Acts chapter 8 describes the reaction of the disciples as they heard what they perceived as impossible. Now, when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. The two went down and prayed for them, and they might receive the Holy Spirit. This is monumental. It's monumental to the expansion of God's word. The Samaritans, the ones considered to be mongrels by the Jewish Christians, were now blessed by God's word. Ever since the Jewish exile, Judeans were not even to visit towns of the Samaritans for fear they would be considered unclean. They did not agree on any ceremonial, social, or political levels. Now, the Jewish Christians hear that the Samaritans were accepting God's word through Jesus Christ, and they were amazed. Listen to what Dr. J.R. Daniel Kirk, independent scholar in Dallas, Texas, says about our reading from Acts. He says, "In addition, baptism is the means by which God's family is demarcated on the earth." Baptism is the means by which God's family is demarcated on the earth. It starts with Jesus as the beloved Son receiving the Spirit, as we heard today, and expands to everyone who receives the Spirit of adoption as God's children, as we hear in Romans 8 and Galatians 4. Baptism is about belonging to God. Because of this, baptism is also about belonging to a community. Baptism is about following Jesus. Because of this, baptism is also about receiving the Spirit. The word of God reaches the Samaritans. And this was such a surprise to the apostles that they sent Peter and John to witness the event. And as they arrived and observed the love of God reaching those of whom they disagreed on so many levels and issues, they began to pray for them. It is very valuable for us to remember the baptism of our Lord. As God pierces the heavens and the Holy Spirit descends like a dove to land on Jesus, claiming him and calling him beloved. And it is also worthy of us to remember our own baptism and to recall these words of adoption into God's family. And though we might not hear the voice from heaven, we do have these words we hear in the Isaiah passage, chapter 43, verses 1 and 4. "But now, thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Because you are precious in my sight and honored, I love you. God says to us, I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. You are precious in my sight and honored. And listen, this is the one and only time in Scripture we hear God say, I love you. These are the same words others are promised in the grace-filled waters of God's baptism. This is the holy community in which we all belong. No one imagined the dumpster fire that the last 22 months have been. Though some people were saying the pandemic was inevitable, no one could have predicted the pandemic would take place in 2020. No one thought our families or our culture would be so politically and socially divided. No one dreamed that we would have witnessed a failed political coup or the uprising spread of COVID variants in 2021. So as we enter 2022, I've heard it already. Everyone's already asking, what is going to go wrong this year? It is vital to remember each one of us is marked with the cross of Christ and sealed with the Holy Spirit now and forever. The God family of which we belong is nurtured by God who is perpetually creating and redeeming. The cold days of winter keep the trees from sprouting and growing leaves, but life is still vibrating within the tree's roots. As the circle of life continues, greenery and foliage are ready to be reborn. Life is redeemed and created as the snow melts and the perpetual light breaks with each rising sun. The choice that we have in 2022 is whether we participate in God's creating and redeeming or not. One of my friends in ministry took a call in Tennessee, and they posted on their Facebook page this image. Two mice are floating down a river on a raft, which we assume is in shape of the year 2022. One is visibly nervous and asks the other, who is on her knees working on something, aren't you terrified of what 2022 could be like? Everything is so messed up. The other mouth on her knees interrupts and says, I think it will bring flowers. And the first one replies, yeah, why? The other one says, because I'm planting flowers. It's a simple illustration to remember in our baptism. As called and loved children of God, we are to be the light of the world, planting flowers in forgiveness, watering them with grace-filled waters of baptism and life. Remembering our baptisms, Jesus's, our own, the baptism of others, will help us in the days of 2022 and further. The one thing that unites us is the gift of God's love, of God claiming us, so that we know that we belong to God, and so that therefore everyone else does as well. This is what keeps us optimistic for the future, despite our differences and our views and whatever we're going through in our society. So let's act like it. Let's plant some flowers and remember the similar words prayed over us as we were baptized. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit you gave your daughters and sons new birth. Cleanse us from sin and raise us to eternal life. Sustain us with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the reverence of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen.